Hillsborough County Commissioners today told financial planners of the county to review its options in the wake of sell-offs in the state-run investment fund. In just the last month, nervous local governments who use the fund for short-term investments of their operating cash began withdrawing funds after reports that about $2 billion of notes backed by subprime mortgages had been downgraded. That reduced the balance of the fund from $26 billion to $14 billion. Hillsborough County is one of the biggest shareholders in the fund, with the county and school board holding more than $1.4 billion in the fund. That prompted County Commissioner Brian Blair today to schedule a discussion about what, if anything, the county should do about the situation.
Ordinance 0212 basically puts a heavy, the most heavy emphasis on security, then liquidity, and then, I believe, yield. But I don't believe that any tax dollar should ever be. I think it should be mandatory that tax dollars are never put at risk.
The Hillsborough clerk of the circuit court's office administers the county's investments. Pat Frank is the clerk of the court. She told commissioners that she has been in close touch with Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink since the problems arose. Frank said the investment trust fund, run by the State Board of Administration, or SBA, has always been a reliable source of investing for the county.
Nobody's ever lost any money in it, and the rate of return has been much higher than the yield that you would have in normal investments of CDs or something that would have equal security. So there's never been a concern about the capital of the fund being diminished.
On Tuesday, the SBA split the fund into two parts, with the largest containing the most secure assets. The so-called clean portion of the fund will make up 86% of investments, while shares of the fund's other 14% that contain defaulted and at-risk securities will not be tradable. Frank told the board that the SBA has always been considered a safe investment, even after they sent a letter to local governments that there might be some collateral investments in subprimes. She said the SBA had surveyed it totally and downplayed any significance on the security of the fund. And that's why Hillsborough County, unlike other local governments, did not and has not pulled out of the fund.
So, in our opinion, there was no reason for us to act precipitously and yank all the money out.
But Frank said ultimately it's the Board of Commissioners' call, not her office's alone.
But we recognize that these are your decisions to make. You know, I'm here as a ministerial person to serve you. And we want to furnish you with all the information to make whatever judgments you choose.
Dan Klein is the chief deputy clerk of the court. He told the board that if the number one concern about where the county invests its money is security, then treasury bonds would be the place to put them. He says they yield a return of around 3.8%, while funds in the SBA have given the county over a 5% return. Klein told Commissioner Blair that he agreed that now was the right time to get the financial officers from the county government and the clerk's office to review their investment policies.
It probably is appropriate to look at it now in light of the economy. It's not just the SBA that experiencing problem. It's the banks. It's the entire financial community. And we can be anywhere along that risk spectrum. To give you an idea, last year in 2007, the investment of your assets returned approximately $90 million in revenue, okay? And that's where at the risk level that we're at. The farther you retreat from that risk level, the less revenue you're going to have in the long run.
On Tuesday, the director of the SBA, Coleman Stepanovich, resigned. Commissioner Mark Sharp asked clerk of the court Pat Frank if mistakes were made by the SBA in their investments. Frank said she shared his concerns, particularly regarding transparency at the SBA.
When I first became clerk, I made an immediate effort to get out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Right.
Because I saw the mortgage crisis on the horizon. I didn't see it as clearly as I do now. But we have only bought one bond since then, and it's at a very high yield, and it's AAA. And you know, I didn't want to be in that business. So you know, I think there probably was not transparency there with the SBA trustees and the executive director of the SBA.
And Frank said there also wasn't enough transparency with SBA members. She mentioned that she just recently learned that the state-run property insurer, Citizens, is actually one of the largest investors in the fund. While Commissioner Brian Blair continued to say he didn't want any taxpayers' money being invested unwisely, County Commissioner Ken Hagen interjected, saying it was fine to review policy, but he didn't want the recommendation to be simply copying what some other local governments might be doing.
Again, I don't want to restrict or give really any direction to Madam Clerk or our staff on saying 100% conservative. Don't invest in investments that could potentially, you know, give us a better return, because it, based on Ms. Frank's earlier comments, it's been a reliable source, never lost money, earned above average rates, and never been concerned. So I just don't want to do anything premature.